Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 42 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Showers. 52 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Rain. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Rain. 52 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Rain. 50 degrees.
And for IYL listening.
KDA to IWS Mobile, go ahead.
KDA to IWS, and for IYL, same here as Jules. We had swapped out the repeater yesterday, and I was just wondering how it's still doing. It looks like it's, the receiver's still operating optimally.
Sounds good here. I'm southbound US 23 at just about Geddes Road, so I'm coming in okay. You're coming in good. A couple more transitions, maybe, and get a little better feel.
You're full quieting. The hash that the old receiver had is definitely gone. This is wonderful. The coverage yesterday when I was driving home from the site, and one of the team members who helped us swap out the repeaters was back in Milan. He was full quieting all the way back home, too.
Well, that's always a good day when your efforts end up in the positive results column. Yeah, I know, it sounds good. No complaints whatsoever, but getting off at Geddes Road, and then I have to concentrate on my driving again, but thanks for coming back to me. Glad you got it up and working. Sounds good. KD8, IWS Mobile, clear it and listening. 7-3.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your getting back to me. KDA to IWS, and for IYL, clear.
Tommy Druid and Alan Park, KF8DRJ reporting.
I'm not sure if anybody was coming back to you there, but this is KD8IWS Mobile. Just wanted to let you know, Alan Park got you in there. Have just a little bit of bacon, but not much. Go ahead.
Roger that. Well, Ann Arbor to Alan Park. I expect a little fizzle, but I just heard somebody come in testing that repeater, and it sounded good in my ears. So I thought I'd get back to him and we'll let you know that. KF8DRJ, operator Doug, and a dog in Alan Park.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yep, for Alan Park, you're sounding great. Appreciate you coming back. I'm mobile. Just got off at Geddes Road in US 23, so almost to my destination, Doug. So you have a good remainder of your day, and I'm sure the guys that are listening in the Ann Arbor area on the repeater are pleased. 7-3, KD8, IWS, Kurt at Geddes Road, clear.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Rain. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Rain. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Rain. 50 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Rain. 50 degrees.
KD8IWS Mobile, northbound US 23 at M36.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Rain. 49 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Rain. 49 degrees.
Well, we're on the U of M, this is WSAU. They heard, good evening, this is Matt, WSAU with the U of M Sunday Night Net. This net meets every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on this U of M repeater. This net is open to all amateurs. When checking in, please give your name and call sign. I will take check-ins in the following order. I will first take mobile, portable, and short-time stations. Then I will take EchoLink stations, and I will take all other stations. Are there any mobile, portable, or short-time stations wishing to check into the U of M net? Please call now.
This is November 8th here at Bravo Echo Mobile.
And you're actually coming through great. Is there anyone else, mobile, portable, or short time wishing to check in? I heard. I've got a question for you that may be a little bit too long of a question for the net, but I have a coworker that whose kid had a Durango that was stolen, and I'm just wondering how that's possible with the cryptography with the key and such. Anyhow, ASP, go ahead.
NASBE, or WSAU in the net, this is NASBE. Yeah, I'll probably will have to take that offline, I guess. But I'm actually sitting in the truck trying to keep warm. It's raining over here. I thought maybe I was going to go out for a walk in the neighborhood, but I decided since it's only 48 degrees and raining, I would put that off till some other time. Actually, the audio sounds pretty good this evening. I know that PUT said that they were going to change out the repeater. I just didn't know when that was going to happen. Maybe it's already been done. Go ahead, Matt.
I don't know if that's actually happened yet or not, or if it just is assigned to behave tonight. Because there's been some nights when it's good and some nights it's been terrible. Just wondering. So I don't really know. I haven't heard anything that has been changed. I was actually going to go for a walk before the net as well, but saw that it was still raining. I thought it was supposed to be clear for a little while around 6 or 7, but so that doesn't look like that was the case. Maybe I'll go out later if it's finally stopped raining. Let's see. Guess I'll take a standby for echoing stations. Are there any echoing stations for the U of M Sunday night? Please call now.
WD0BCF, Larry in Houston.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Whiskey Victor, Mike and Celine.
D0BCF and KE8PWV, any other echoing stations? Being heard, any and all stations for the U of M Sunday Night Net, please call now.
Bravo 8, Oscar India, Sierra, John.
WTUT, Whiskey number 2, Papa Uniform Tango.
D6NU.
KOAS, W2PUT, and KB6NU. Usually I have many mats, not two bands. Is there anyone else for the U of M Sunday night? Call now.
Yeah, this is Sewell again, N4IYL. I'm not sure if I got through on the first pass as I was walking on an HQ. That's how I was again, N4IYL.
I hear you the first time, Ewell, but I did hear you the second time, N4IYL. Anyone else? Heard. Let's get started with WD0BCF. We have for Larry, and you'll be followed by PWV.
I'm 100% copying you, congratulations. And let me turn it back to you now. It's WD0BCF in Houston.
Thanks for that, Larry. Your audio was a little weak there, but we were able to make it out. At least I am on my base station with a good speaker and basically no noise from the repeater. Up next is K8PWV, and you'll be followed by OAS. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, Matt and Lynette. Mike, K8PWV. Well done. I guess I haven't dipped in the net in a while, but boy, the audio is from the RF side is just wonderful. Thank you to PUT and anybody else, maybe John, OIS, whoever worked on it. Good job. If it all came back together out of the blue, sounds really good. Anyway, I don't have much. Actually, I've got nothing to bring really to the table tonight. I'll catch you all later. It's Mike, K8PWV.
I guess that little courtesy tone is the courtesy tone for the echo link. Let's see, since OIS and PUT checked in, I suspect it actually has been fixed. Let's see, I'll maybe talk a little bit what I did yesterday. I spent some time, I participated in the Washington County SET yesterday morning, which was a simulated failure of the water system and some communication between points that were distributing water. It was a pretty good exercise. I was the pseudo warehouse, so I got kind of a lot of traffic between the different places and things I had to keep track of, which was a little confusing at times. I was also trying to listen to Wayne County's SET at the same time, which I apparently was hearing the main channel, but apparently they also established two other back channels to handle other specific things. And I did not catch that because I was paying more attention to the Washington County net, so I did not hear those. Plus, I kind of would have been out of radios at that point. I could probably hook a HT up to another antenna and hear those if I had some time to configure everything. But that was a pretty good exercise, and it was a little hectic even just keeping track of a relatively simple exercise here. Anyhow, up next is KB8OIS, and you'll be followed by PUT. Go ahead, John.
KB8OIS. Yes, I can confirm that the repeater was replaced yesterday. Thanks to Dan, PUT. He was assisted by a guest in the Central Michigan group, KB8SWR, and there were several club members that got up there to provide assistance. Mule, Peter, and Kaleo. They all gave up about at least 4 solid hours of their morning to get the work done. So thanks to everybody who participated. Back to you, Matt, KDHOS. I'm certain Dan will say more.
I'm wondering if I've fallen off the club's mailing list, because I haven't seen anything from the club since probably the last meeting. I thought there was supposed to be a fox hunt, and never saw anything about that, and haven't really seen anything from the club since then. Either that or maybe Gmail decided that it was spam. But anyhow, up next is W2PUT, and thanks for your work and Joe's work and everyone else's work on getting the repeater up there. And you'll be followed by NU. Go ahead, Dan.
Good evening. Hopefully I'm making it into my note well enough. I'm up at the fire station right now. Yeah, the repeater's sounding really good. I'm quite pleased. The new repeater is 25 years less obsolete than what was in there. Motorola MSF5000, which replaced the old first generation MiCor. It went really well. I'm quite pleased. Obviously, it sounded well. When I was getting ready to dispose of some of the leftover equipment yesterday, grabbing some modules out of the receiver and transmitter before it went in the bin, I found what really had been ailing the old repeater. There was some very heavy moisture and corrosion damage. It was truly irreparable. frankly, I'm surprised it worked at all. The early generation repeater like that before they went to a second with they called it a unified chassis. There was these massive flexible circuit board ribbon cables that went between the transmitter and the controller shelf. And the traces were almost completely gone off them. It heavily corroded. So that's why we were chasing around so many ghosts. Hopefully the new repeater plays well for many years to come. I'm quite happy with it. Back to you, W2PUT, and thanks for everybody's help that was up there as well. We wouldn't have been able to get it done without all the assistance.
And I wonder what happened, how that got wet up there, if it was just condensation, but seems like it shouldn't have got wet up in the penthouse of Weiser Hall there, or wherever it's called now. OAS, your audio was fine, but it was a little bit low, just mentioning that, but everyone else's audio sounds great here. Up next is KB6NU, and you'll be followed by IYL. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, you in the net, KB6NU. Good evening, everyone, and I'll give my thanks, too, to the folks that installed the new repeater. It does sound really great here, too. Here, I'm getting ready to go to Dayton, and I think one of the things I'm going to do is to wander around the flea market and interview people in the flea market about stuff they have to sell and some of the regulars that you see there, why they keep coming back, and frankly, I saw them just seem to sit in the flea market. I always thought that was pretty funny. Another thing I'm up to tomorrow, actually, is I'm going to be giving an introduction to amateur radio at the Ann Arbor Senior Center, and we'll see how that goes. Anyway, back to you, WSAU, KB6NU.
Thanks for that, and good luck with your talk at the Senior Center. Dayton, that was part of the reason I used to go and walk around the flea market was I had hopes of maybe someday finding a multi-ohmic ATR-4, which was a prototype radio, and my grandfather had one and apparently got rid of it when he moved out of Michigan. Anyhow, up next is M4IYL at the bottom of the list. Go ahead, Yule.
Thanks, Matt. M4IYL.
I just want to comment on the incredible professionalism of Dan and the team that came in yesterday, putting the equipment in so efficiently. Having the right equipment makes such a huge difference. They had a Motorola station monitor device, which is portable, but portable really should be in quotes. It's a beast of a device. And that was just very elegant to see the computer get dialed in for modulation level and then even calibrating it to make sure the defense is at acceptable level. So this was really done by the book. So my hat's off to the team that put it in there. It went in pretty much without a hitch. I wish all installs went that well. So it was just really cool to be a part of it. And for I will. Back to the day.
Someone in the Aero Club has one of the station monitors, and it is a large piece of equipment. It's about the size of one of those old compact, or no, they weren't even compact, Corona lugable computers. It was like the size of a large suitcase. Anyhow, we're at the bottom of the list. This is WSAU with it. U of M Sunday Night Net. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in? Please call now. Nothing heard. This is WSAU bringing the U of M Sunday Night Net to a close. Thanks to everyone that checked in. Thanks for U of M for the use of the repeater. It looks like we've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 check-ins with that control, a time of, let's see, about 16 minutes. This is WSAU bringing the net to a close, and that'll be clear. And QSY is at RPX.
W.
AOIS and for IOL, if you're still here for a minute.
Yeah, go ahead, you'll KBHOIS.
So, this Tuesday, I have a call with the people I'm collaborating with in Australia for one of my research projects. So I won't be able to make the radio restoration group, but if we move it to Thursday, that would be the day I could make.
We can move it to Thursday, especially since we'll need a signal tracer, signal analyzer to go through that radio. And I don't know if you saw the email from about a half an hour ago about the torn ED radio.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Spencer apparently had a problem. He was making some repairs and something blew up on him. So we'll need to bring that back in and troubleshoot that radio for him.
Well, we can certainly do that. Dollars and Donuts is an exploded electrolytic cap. Probably one we missed.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. All right, I'll let the group know Thursday around 5 o'clock. We'll meet up in the shack.
I really appreciate it. And for IYL.
Take care, KBHOIS.
AOS, WSAU, DLS, they had a second Fox Hunt, or a Fox Hunt this spring?
KDHOIS. No, they didn't. You know, I think Maggie went a little quiet the last 2 months as the club president. She got bogged down with finals and class projects, so, you know, we had the meeting in February, I think, or maybe it was March, nothing in April. And no activities were planned. So Peter, I think his call is N1PWC. Peter's a PhD student in engineering. He's assumed now the role of club president, and he'll get things going back on back in line for the fall. He'll probably send out an email about field day, but I suspect that won't happen until maybe the first or second week of June. He'll send out a notice. We'll be back in the same place on North Campus. I think Pat Seitzer has offered to bring out his telescope again to look at the sunspot. Back to you, Matt.
I was just wondering if I missed it. I know that there was a discussion at the end of the last meeting about when to hold it, but then I never saw anything since then. I wonder if I missed it or if it just it never happened. So I guess it never happened. Thanks again, 73. Have a good night, and I'm going to QSY the RPC net now. This is WSAU. I'm really clear now.
You too, Matt, KBHOIS.
K8PWV. USY to Archie.
Good evening, 21 hours. Rain. 49 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Rain. 49 degrees.
Is WHEMV. WHEMV monitoring the new WHEM repeater.
Good evening, 23 hours. Rain, 49 degrees.